This is your gateway to the latest trends in the Gulf, bringing you exclusive insights and thought-provoking discussions. Welcome to AB Majlis, an Arabian business podcast. You can find our weekly episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more exclusive content, subscribe to us on arabianbusiness.com. Welcome back to AB Majlis. I'm Nicole Abigail, reporter Arabian Business, and joining us today is Jessica Walker, the global media and content lead at Binance. Crypto now is more visible than ever, but trust and understanding are still catching up. And today we're going to talk about all things Binance and all things crypto. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Of course. Now, crypto still has a trust problem in many markets, as we know. From a content perspective, what's been the hardest to communicate to people clearly?
I think there's definitely a tipping point of education in crypto. So the digital asset industry is still emerging. It's still kind of 10 years since its inception. Education is still a pain point that people need to address and need to communicate. So our role here at Binance is to really bridge that education gap. And I think there was a kind of running joke 10 years ago when I got into the space, which was, if you are in crypto, you're a computer programmer slash trader. Right. And that was the kind of content and education that was available. It was to speak to this really niche demographic. Mm. And now we're looking at Binance has hit 300 million users. We have 1 in 27 people have a Binance account, and digital assets are becoming mainstream. Content and education has to reflect that. So we try to not focus on buzzwords and trends, but look at core, clear explainers, and that's reflected in Binance Academy. In our YouTube channel, we have 1.2 million subscribers. And this is really clear on how we can educate simply for the masses, but also have it in a regional manner as well. So our education for the MENA region will be different to those in Latin America.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest misconception, is that everyone already knows about crypto. Mm. If you're in the space, we're constantly reaffirming, educating our users.
Absolutely. I think people know the term, but they think that they know what it means, but they usually don't. And I also think the audience is getting younger. At least that's what I've noticed. But I think, as you mentioned, education is quite important.
So important, because this is people's money.
And, of course.
And for example, like our parents, they're used to, you know, going to a brick and mortar bank and being able to speak to someone behind the desk. The rise in neobanks have got people familiar with online banking using applications on our phone, and digital assets are just the next step of that. And actually, in a way that's more user reinforced, like crypto is for the people, but educating people on that so they understand, and also encouraging people to try. I think once you try, and once someone sends digital assets to someone else, you automatically see that it's not scary, it's faster, it's simpler, it's easy to trace, and then suddenly you're converted.
Makes sense. Now, how do you strike a balance between educating people and not overwhelming them with jargon, as you mentioned? You said that you don't use the technical terms, you try to stay away from that. But how do you kind of strike that balance?
So I think Binance is incredibly user-focused. So we do have, for example, our DMs are always open on social media, and we are able to see from the community our feedback. So we do monitor the comments that we get on academies, on posts on YouTube, on posts on X. So we're able to see what kind of questions do arise. We have AMAs with our CEO. I have one later today. We're constantly at the forefront of the community to hear what kind of questions they have. So we're able to identify them faster. We've actually found as well, through kind of beta testing on different content streams, that we have 4-minute explainers on YouTube that do remarkably well, because people would rather watch four-minute videos specific to what they're looking to understand than watch a 20-minute podcast.
Right. That makes sense. I think attention spans are getting shorter as well, and it's, well, people just find it more interesting to watch shorter but more videos than actually watch one long video. It's a very interesting way to put it. I never thought of it like that.
And people know what they're looking for as well. So people have a really clear goal in which they're looking to understand and educate themselves on. So we have found that the more education that we can put out that's more refined and specific to regions, ages, demographics, and also specific tokens, for example, is far better received, which is also really fascinating.
Absolutely. And now, what kind of crypto stories resonate most with the audience in the Middle East specifically compared to other regions?
So the Middle East is particularly young demographic, extremely tech savvy. I mean, for any kind of family members that come to the UAE, I'm really proud to call UAE my home and have been so for 4 years. But the UAE is just extremely forthcoming in accepting digital assets, but also AI and emerging technology is extremely tech focused. So we are able to explain a little more when it comes to the potential of digital assets and what this industry can do. So real-world applications, people that are using digital assets as integrations for cross-border payments, and then also when it comes to kind of trust and stability and security. So the UAE from a regulatory standpoint is very advanced. We have VARA and then we have ADGM. So also the ability to push across the trust and the compliance and the regulatory frameworks that are here, they're really reassuring for people in the MENA region. But I think as well, you do see buzzwords of digital assets a lot more in the UAE than, for example, if I go back home.
Interesting. And now, have you noticed a shift in how the public talks about crypto compared to, say, a few years ago? Because I think I have noticed that, but it would be interesting to hear your perspective on this.
Yeah, I think it definitely has become more of a household name, which is amazing. I can speak on behalf of Binance as well, but I do wear Binance merch and we do have Binance suitcases, for example. And when I travel, the brand is something that people really can iconically identify. And that is just remarkable. And that doesn't stop to surprise me. It's the most pleasant thing for people to stop and ask in different parts of the world, from like Morocco to Spain, like, oh, you work at Binance. And they can understand a little bit more about crypto and they'll tell you their journey. I think the digital asset industry has definitely grown. It's become a lot more legitimized with the use of institutions coming into the space a few years ago. So we have seen larger entities getting to crypto. We've seen larger organizations validate the industry. And then we have seen more and more users get into the space. So crypto hasn't just become this concept, it's become a way of life for so many people.
Absolutely. And now Binance has been visible in engaging with regulators, especially in the UAE. How does that change the way you approach messaging as well?
Well, I think Binance works incredibly close with our regulators, so with ADGM and with VARA here in the United Arab Emirates. And we're constantly having this open dialogue with regulators. And it's something that's so fantastic to see. If we have events in the UAE, we do invite the regulators to come along and not only listen to the talks, but also attend in the conversations and be part of those conversations with us. This open dialogue helps us. It helps us communicate clearer with our messaging to our users. It helps our users understand that we are clear and compliant and do follow these guidelines. And we also hope that it also has an open dialogue so that the regulators having any questions about the digital asset space, we can also have that feedback loop.
Absolutely. And now, speaking of regulations, how important is it to actually build long-term trust with users?
Trust is the most important thing. This is a new industry. It's 10 years old, and trust in users is at the forefront of every Binance employee's focus and goal, especially here when it comes to content and education. If you don't have trust, you don't have a user base, you don't have a community, you don't have a framework. So for us, it's incredibly important.
Okay, and would you say regulators play a big role in that as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And now, what's one misconception about Binance that you find yourself correcting most often?
I think people assume that Binance as a platform is only for traders. And I've had a Binance account for 7 years. I'm not a trader and I use the platform every day. No. I think crypto is open for everyone. Crypto is for the people. It is something which is the freedom of money globally. This is not a specific use case for people that are daily traders that can monitor the charts and the candles. This is something that is accessible for the wider masses. And I think that is something which might deter some people when they think that it's only for traders, and it's not. It's for anyone that's looking for a kind of more financially inclusive network.
Interesting. And now, community is a big word in crypto. It's always been.
Yes.
What does it actually look like in practice for Binance?
The first thing that comes to mind now, we've just had our flagship event, Binance Blockchain Week. So events is probably where you can see the crypto community really come to life. And this is where you have a collective of people from all over the world that have sometimes flown 24 hours to come under one roof to celebrate a new and emerging industry that is now becoming kind of a household mission statement. So I think the one thing that we would say is community is something that we value so much at Binance. We constantly have this open dialogue with our our community. We love to hear from them, their thoughts and their feedback. We also have a feedback loop when it comes to community members and products. So there are open dialogue groups and channels and conversations. If there is feedback on products, we do implement those feedback based on the community. So Binance is a community first and a community led organization, and that's apparent through products, through online messaging, but also I think if you come to our events, you'll see the community in real life really come into fruition.
That's amazing. Anna, what would you like to say to someone who hasn't used Binance but is more afraid of the risks or anything to do with it, or just someone who doesn't understand? Was there a message that you'd like to give them?
I think the Binance ecosystem is so much bigger than just the application itself. So we have our Binance YouTube channel where we have a huge range of resources and educational videos available. We have Binance Academy, which has so many videos and content pieces in different languages as well for people to familiarize themselves with digital assets, with cryptocurrency tokens, and also just what is investing and what that looks like for you. And then we also have events. So if you are looking to get involved in Binance and dip your feet in, there is different resources and different tools and also different ecosystem events that you can come and attend just to familiarize yourself before you take that next step.
That's really good to know. And now, how do you think the relationship between crypto platforms and their users is evolving as time goes on?
I think cryptocurrency users, and absolutely rightfully so, they do expect more of a platform. Mm-hmm. So they do expect it to be community first and community centric. On top of that, you do expect to have a closer barrier to entry with the ecosystem and the environment that you are using and the platform. So I think it's a really interesting loop that we have, and I think we mentioned this earlier when it comes to community feedback with products and applications that we do have at Binance. We have 300 million users all over the world, and we have our regional teams that really focus on hyper-localization of the messaging of the platforms and the applications. So yes, I think cryptocurrency users, they do have really high expectations for applications that they use, and rightfully so.
Definitely. And now, what excites you the most about where crypto conversation is heading in 2026?
I think cryptocurrency and the narrative that is surrounding that is just so much larger over the last 3 years. And we have seen institutions enter into the space. We've seen cryptocurrency ETFs enter into the US market 2 years ago. On top of that, now we're seeing more open dialogues around the world. We're seeing regulatory frameworks that are built in the UAE, for example, but around the world, we're seeing strategic digital asset reserves of countries. It's remarkable to see that cryptocurrency isn't just a buzzword. It's a huge part of the conversation. And I do think we're only just getting started. I think 2026 is going to be such an exciting year for the industry.
I can't wait. And if someone still in the UAE is on the fence about crypto, what would you like to tell them?
To just try it, to just familiarize yourself, to try sending digital assets, to try learning a little bit more by watching a video or two. It is such a fascinating industry, and the people in the space are so incredibly passionate, and rightfully so. They really believe in the mission. Binance's mission statement is to increase the freedom of money globally, and each employee and each team member that is working on that mission statement just so passionately believes in cryptocurrencies and digital assets. So to just try it, to just learn a little bit more and to see how you get on.
I think it really ties back to the education point that you mentioned earlier as well. It's really nice that Binance has all the initiatives to get new people more educated, or even people who are already in the industry, just to learn more, because I guess there's never a point where you stop learning, but it's really nice that, you know, these initiatives and the academy and all of that exists for people to be able to, you know, access them. Finally, my last question, what's one thing about working at Binance that people might not expect?
So to go back to the previous statement that everyone at Binance is everyone's mission statement, and everyone's mission is to be so cryptocurrency focused and to so passionately believe in what we are building out here at Binance. I think on top of that, one other element that I would say is the leadership team is so incredibly accessible, not just for Binance employees, but also for the community. So if you do go to cryptocurrency events, Binance events, but also other ecosystem events, you will see our leadership. I was at Solana Breakpoint in Abu Dhabi last week and was walking around with our CEO, Richard Tang. We have Hiyi, the co-founder and co-CEO of Binance, a 300 million user platform that will walk around the expo floor of a conference or attend a live stream or have a photograph and sit down and speak to users. And I think that core focus of being so accessible as leadership will make Binance, no matter how big and how large the user platform will be, a community and user focus first. platform.
That's amazing. As a Binance user myself, it was actually quite insightful to hear all of this from you. Thank you for sharing your insights and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode and thank you to all our subscribers. Sign up to aribinbusiness.com for all exclusive content.